Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Number three, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. As we like to do, we're going to have a little chat now with the biggest writer in the gun culture, that being Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Joe. I'm glad to be here.
So let's start off with this one. We had a, she's a Republican out of Indiana, and she killed constitutional carry.
Yes.
Tell me how that happened.
Well, what happens is that you have, and I've seen it happen. This is not unusual. I've seen it happen again and again. Much earlier, I saw it happen in Arizona. I've seen it happen in Texas. Indiana is not unusual. Happened previously in Iowa. And what you have is even in Montana, you have Republicans that really are progressives. You could call them progressive Republicans. They're kind of like Democrat-like. And they really believe that they should determine the rules for everybody and that they're part of the elite group that make the rules and decide what's good and bad. And the Constitution is kind of a, you know, guideline that maybe should be followed when it's convenient. And so these sorts of Republicans, they're often called Republicans in name only, rhinos, they often manage to get elected and stay in office in states for enough time to build up some seniority, or they get into leadership positions. And when the people are demanding that legislation be passed because it should be passed to follow the Constitution, what they do, instead of directly vote against the legislation, they use procedural motions. They use delay tactics. They passed just enough to say, well, I voted for it, but we didn't have enough time in the legislative session to get it done. We sent it to the governor, but, there wasn't enough time for them to actually sign the bill or the police, the really fond one there. They're really fond of this one. The police were against it because they can always find a couple of police chiefs to speak out against any bill they want. So, what happened is this lady is she's chair of the Judiciary Committee. She was placed there by the Senate Speaker in Indiana. I'd have to get to the article to get his name. And Bray, I believe his name was. And they decided they didn't want to get this bill passed. So she simply waited, it was sent to her committee in the Judiciary Committee. She simply never agreed to hold any hearings on the bill. And there's a certain point in a legislative session where if you don't get a bill into the process, if it isn't voted on by that time, it becomes dead for the session by the rules of whatever legislative body you're in. Now, there are ways that all of that can be bypassed, you know, if you get a supermajority of people willing to bring it up and that kind of thing. But usually in a case like this, there are a significant number of people who don't want it brought up. You know, they feel it's contentious. They don't want to be held to account for a vote. In this case, it passed the House in Indiana. I think it was 59-31, or maybe it was 56. Don't hold me to those numbers until I look them up. But it was a supermajority. Then it went to the Senate. The Senate only has 50 members. 39 of them are Republican in the Indiana Senate. That's a big majority. 21 of those in the Indiana Senate signed on as sponsors to the bill. And yet it got killed in the Senate. And so there you have it. There were a couple of influential Republicans who decided they wanted to kill the bill, so they killed it. Now, whether or not they will be in office in the next term is hard to say, because the gun culture, Second Amendment supporters, have learned to have long memories. And they don't have to depend on the reporters at the local paper to tell them what happened anymore. We've developed our own information networks. This radio show is one of them, where they understand what happened, and they tend to be active. So I'm not at all sure that this senator from Indiana will be in office next term. But, you know, she may have been decided to retire anyway, or that she didn't want to put up with the difficulty. And there are often people who are selected as sort of sacrificial lambs who are willing to do that. Or they get, I wouldn't say that that happened in this case, but clearly it's not beyond the possibility that some are offered certain inducements, you know, a position, money, other things that they may value. So it's possible. But it's clear that the Republicans had very large majorities. This bill had a lot of support, and yet it got killed.
See, that kind of political cowardice just irritates me. That's what it boils down to. They don't want to get out there and say, I'm not against it. I could respect that. I'd like to know why. Why don't you want to vote for this? Why is that not a yes? What's your reason for that? You are a representative, whether you think so or not. So you get to answer to somebody on this one. And but this just letting the clock run out on it. That's
the reason they did it this way is because they didn't have the votes to stop it. I want to make that clear. If it came up to a vote in the committee would have passed it. That's why she let the clock run out. If it came up to a vote in the Senate would have passed it. And if it went to the governor probably would have signed it. But because they knew that, they used the procedural method to stop it, because they couldn't stop it the other way. And I see it in legislature after legislature. I mean, we can get angry about it all we want, but Second Amendment supporters have learned to become sophisticated in the way politicians work in state legislators. And unlike the national legislature, the Senate and the House nationally, which are so far removed from the state that the money and numbers used to influence them come from so many quarters that they're very difficult relatively to influence. At state legislator levels, these people are not generally extremely wealthy. They live in the communities that they are from. People know them. They often can talk to them directly in office, by telephone, on the street.
Let me get you to hold up right there. We're coming up on the break. We'll continue this when we get back. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
Compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, we were talking to Dean Weingarten. Iowa came on board, but Iowa, when they came on board, the Iowa governor sort of spoke a whole lot of truth to reality, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
A female? Kim Reynolds, yes. Is that a female?
Yes, she's a woman.
Okay.
And I wasn't sure whether she would sign the bill or not. But I think she watched what happened in North Dakota with Kristi Noem, and Kristi signed the constitutional carry there immediately and with a flourish and got a lot of credit for it. And I think Kim said, that makes sense. Why should I stop this immensely popular bill? And it was passed with large majorities in Iowa, and she signed it the same day that she got it, and she made no bones about it that she was in favor of it when she signed it. It's just exactly the opposite of the sort of treatment the similar bill got in Indiana. And in Iowa, it probably made relatively little difference. I mean, I think it was a good thing, and it makes some difference that she signed the bill and that it went into effect. But Iowa had passed had passed the process of getting a constitutional amendment to the state constitution that protected the right to keep and bear arms of the people in the state of Iowa. Just a couple of months previously. It's a long process in Iowa. You have to pass it through the legislature once. Then there has to be an election. Then it has to pass through the legislature again. It doesn't have to go to governor in those times. After it's passed the second time, it goes to a referendum in the people. If the people then pass it by just a majority in the referendum, it becomes law, and you have another amendment to the Constitution in Iowa. And there are several states that follow that pattern. It's a very difficult way to get a constitutional amendment through because you have to go through two different legislatures, you know, separated by an election, and then you have to go to a referendum. Wisconsin had it, and there are other states as well that follow that procedure. And in Iowa, it had been short-circuited because at one point, the Secretary of State did not do their due diligence and hadn't posted that it had passed in one legislature, so they had to start over. So it had to go through three legislatures. But the point is, it's a very strong constitutional amendment protecting the right to keep and bear arms. And so what the Iowa legislature did by passing a constitutional carry amendment, and there's several other parts to this reform. For example, Iowa had a permit system in place where you had to go to the police to get a permit to purchase a pistol. You know, you had to get a separate permit to purchase as well as a permit to carry. And they did away with that. They said it's not necessary under the system that we've got. And so what they did is put into statute what was going to be required by the state constitution anyway. And the reason I say that with considerable confidence is I've watched several of these referendums where the right to keep and bear arms is up before the voters, and they always pass. Not one has been defeated. I think I've seen about seven of them pass now, and they all pass by large margin. Now, of those seven, some were improvements over an older version that maybe said, the right of people to bear arms in defense of the state and didn't mention the individual. Or maybe they said to bear arms, but we give the legislature the right to regulate the carry of arms, you know, which totally negates itself.
Right.
So, and they all passed by large. I think the minimum number I saw them pass by was like 62%. And some of them passed by 75-80%, which is huge. You just don't get referendums like that unless the population is adamantly in favor of it. So Iowa was passing what was essentially a done deal anyway, and that reflects well upon the people of Iowa. They were one of only six states that did not have a state protection for the right to keep bear arms in their state constitution. And if you look at the others that do not have it, well, it becomes pretty clear what we're talking about. It's Minnesota. It's California. It's New Jersey. It's New York. Let's see, there's one other one which doesn't come to mind right off. Maryland, I think. So most of those states you'd say, how is this? Well, in California, I read the debate on why they did not include a right to keep and bear arms in their state constitution when it was written, and they were very clear about it. Well, we don't want to do that. We might not be able to disarm these Mexicans and, you know, Chinamen when we want to. You know? If we put that in there, they might have the right to bear arms. We better not put it in there. So it was a racist decision from the very beginning in California. But now there are, when Iowa passes it, it comes up in the 2022 election. I expect it to pass. When they pass it, there will only be five states that don't have a right to keep an bear arms amendment in their state constitution.
Well, as long as we can keep trying to whittle them down, that's always a good thing. I think that's
to. But look at what the other side is doing. Let's talk a little bit about this insanity that's going on in Minneapolis.
Let's talk about that when we get back. Coming up on the break, you can find these two, the two that I've spoken about, last two that were published at amoland.com. They're waiting on you. That's where Dean's stuff goes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This is the worst possible outcome, is to pull up and leave and hope that things will turn out well.
Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham reacting to President Biden's decision to pull all U.S. troops out of Afghanistan. Today, Biden unveiling his plan to end U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan by September 11th of this year. Troops will begin slowly drawing down May 1st. Graham continues,
President Biden, unfortunately, has chosen the highest risk option available, which is to leave no matter what.
The pause on the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccines could be over as early as today. A CDC advisory committee is expected to vote on an updated recommendation for use when it adjourns from an emergency session this afternoon. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Wednesday, the Washington County, Minnesota Attorney's Office formally charged former Brooklyn Center Police Officer Kim Potter with second-degree manslaughter in the death of Dante Wright. Potter, a 26-year veteran of the force, was trying to tase Wright, but accidentally shot him. As far as that explanation, Detroit Police Chief James Craig believes,
it is difficult for a tenured professional police officer to make that kind of mistake. The taser's on the weak side, and when you grab it, it's inverted in a different direction than the handgun. So even in the middle of a crisis, it's hard to believe that there was enough resistance, even though the young man was not following direction. Did it warrant even the use of a taser at that point?
Taking a look at your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow giving the thumbs up to Wednesday, closing up 53 points to finish the day at 33,730. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten, and we you wanted to talk about Minneapolis. Which part of Minneapolis or what's going
well,
on?
Well, there are many parts there. I let me say that the news coverage of the Chauvin trial has been atrocious. You would believe, if by listening to the mainstream news, that the prosecution has proved its case beyond a reasonable doubt, that the defense hasn't actually done anything. But it's exactly the opposite if you've actually followed the trial and watched the witnesses. First off, the defense is just barely starting, and many of the prosecution witnesses, as they were cross-examined, look much more like defense witnesses. And the prosecution has moved from saying that it was obvious first-degree murder to saying, well, it's at least looking like it would be, negligence for a couple of minutes. So the coverage has been atrocious, and it's much like the Trayvon Martin trial was down in Florida. And the reason is clear. Both are essentially political trials. It's reprehensible that so many people in the news jumped on this bandwagon, were not willing to follow due process. They looked at this video, similar to the Rodney King incident out in Los Angeles. You know, I think it's about, gosh, it's been almost 30 years ago now, hasn't it? Getting close to that.
92, and, so, yeah, right, yeah, 30.
Almost 30. And
yep.
There's a clip of a video that doesn't show all the events that happened. And the clip of the video looks very bad. But when you start looking at the events before, after, from different angles, you see it's much more complex, and it isn't what it appears to be from that clip. I mean, we had both people who I admire, you know, people like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, declaring on the air from just looking at the video clip that there was no question this was murder. And that is absolutely irresponsible, unprofessional, and uncalled for. And I can do it particularly to conservative radio show hosts because they did it and it was wrong. And even now, I listened to Bill O'Reilly this morning start out his analysis of what was going on in the trial with the statement that George Floyd was killed by Officer Chauvin. When that's exactly much of what the whole trial is about, determining whether that actually happened or not. It's really not good journalism. And thankfully, the trial is being televised. There's independent analysts looking at it. If you actually follow it and see what happens, I think there's probably even odds that Officer Chauvin will be either acquitted or maybe found guilty of the least of charges. And the public will be completely unprepared for it because the media isn't reporting reality, most of the media. So if you want these details about what's going on in that trial and to look at what the actual day proceedings are, is there a problem if I give another reporting outfit. I don't know if you look at them. Legal Insurrection?
Yeah, you can go ahead and quote them if you like.
They are the best source I've seen for what's actually happening in the trial. And they back everything up with solid documentation and with solid analysis of what's going on. So if you want to find out what's actually happened, look for legalinsurrection.com. Legal Insurrection is all one word. And they have excellent, excellent analysis. And then to show what's going on, we have had the situation with Dante
Wright,
a 20-year-old, who was killed in a shooting, was it just 3 days ago now, I think? And it was
sort of a different animal.
It is. There's video of it. There's I think, a body cam, and I think there may be some other video of it. And it's clear. It appears to be that this 26-year-old female officer a mistake in the heat of the moment.
She's a 48-year-old who's been a 26-year veteran of the police department.
That's what she was in the force. She was on the force for had been on the force for 26 years.
Yeah.
But I talked to a firearms instructor who had taught people for, I think he had over 30 years in before he retired. And he said, it's obvious. He said, I watched it. She didn't practice drawing the taser. You know, he said, very few people practice drawing the taser. and it's almost never practiced with at the range because it's so expensive to shoot. So in the heat of the moment, instead of the taser, she drew her pistol and she shot the young man inappropriately. And then I listened to the news reports and they called him a black motorist. Well, the officers at the time had already found out they had warrant out for his arrest for attempted armed robbery.
Yep.
And not that long ago. So it's not, and he was resisting. He wouldn't do what he was told to do. Now, one of the most fascinating things that I found in my looking at this incident is that the city council, they have a mayor and they have a city manager. And the city manager, this is Brooklyn Center, by the way, the city manager was Kurt Bogany. He's a black man, and he was doing a superb job, the people in the city council thought. But when he was interviewed about the incident, he said, "We will follow due process. All the employees working for Brooklyn Center are entitled to due process with respect to discipline. This employee will receive due process, and that's really all I can say today." That's a direct quote. And then they pressed him and said, "Well, don't you think she should be fired?" And he says, "I can't comment on that if we're going to follow due process. Due process means there's a procedure. I can't say this is what we should do and still follow it."
Let me get you to hold up right there. We're coming up on the last break. Dean is read. More people read Dean's stuff than anybody else in the gun culture that writes in the space. And you can find his articles at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We've been speaking with Dean Weingarten. You want to talk some more about this Brooklyn City or Brooklyn?
There were a couple of things that are just reprehensible that happened in Brooklyn Center. The city manager, Kurt, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, Mogany, he's a black man who was doing a fantastic job, apparently. He's been there for 16 years as city manager, and so he said, we need to follow due process. And when pressed on it, he says, I can't comment about whether this officer should be fired or not because we would not be following due process, which makes perfect sense. So they fired him. The city council fired him.
Did you see what the governor said about that?
Process.
Did you see what the governor said about the shooting?
I think the governor said, this is a good thing. Maybe it'll placate the mob or something to that effect. If you have the quote, please go ahead.
Well, I don't remember what the quote was. He basically said, another racially charged shooting by our police, something along those lines.
It's insanity. And what I was looking at was this, in the city council, they had a, quote, virtual workshop. And one of the city council members explained why she voted to fire him. And she said, her name is Chris Lawrence Anderson. And she said she loved him. Here's the quote. He was doing a great job. I respect him dearly, she said. I didn't want repercussions at a personal level. She was afraid of the mob, so she voted to fire him.
Well, I mean, it's obvious that they have no control over the situation going on there. They're already talking because I think some of them are beginning to think that Chauvin is going to get off. And they're talking about what happens in Minnesota if they come back with a not guilty verdict in this case. And
well, I disagree with the terminology a little bit. I don't think we should be saying that Chauvin gets off. I think we should say Chauvin is acquitted or he's found not guilty.
Sure.
Because I don't think he was ever guilty to start with. If you look at the broader context, you examine the video evidence, you examine the procedures of the Minneapolis police, you look at the toxicology report, you look at the autopsy, you look at Floyd's long personal history with abusing drugs, you look at his long history of resisting the police, you see how he was vigorously resisting. Chauvin was basically following policy. I mean, he might have been up for disciplinary action, maybe. But the media made it out to be a murder without any possibility of anything else. And when I say that, I mean it very deliberately. And I speak of the media as a unitary thing. And they literally seem to be happy to be destroying this country. When you say the people in the city council in, let's see, Brooklyn Center doesn't have things under control, they don't appear to want to have things under control. It is the most amazing thing that you have people who have been elected to office that appear to want to have their own city destroyed. It is just insane.
I would love to know what the real reason for that is, though. Because getting out there, the Antifa types don't like government.
Right.
They're anarchists. They don't like Republicans. They don't like Democrats. As soon as Biden got elected in Oregon, they were saying death to Biden, you know. So.
Yeah. But they'll work. First off, Antifas are not anarchists to the point where they're not organized. They have a command structure. They have a recruiting structure. There's a lot of money behind Antifa. They are just cat's paws that are being used, and they're being used to help destroy American society. And the cities are now caught in this vice. If they enforce the law vigorously, which is what they have to do if they're going to remain viable, they're called racists. If they don't enforce the law and they back off like they have, say, in Baltimore and other places, the cities become unlivable. And nobody is willing to put money in there or to make investments or to run businesses because the law is unenforceable because the police won't respond because of things like what happened in Dante Wright's case. The police cannot believe they will be given due process. And if you can't get due process, well, you just stop doing anything that might put you at risk.
Sure, sure. Now, I'll tell you this.
If you take away the rule of law, the cities become unlivable for a complex society. They become little tribal centers with a minority of vicious criminals preying on everybody else supported by other people's tax money.
Well, I'll tell you what I think is going to end up happening, because there was a little bit of a lull there, right? There was a little bit of a lull in the violence, and now it's kicking back up. It's kicking back up in Minnesota. It's kicking back up in the Pacific Northwest. Wherever this spreads to, it's going to become less and less of a job that people are going to seek to be a cop.
And who
would blame them? But I mean, they're going. I think Minnesota, for example, which that's where my network is. They need to take a hard look at some of these places where they've defunded the police and look at what's actually happening right now. I mean, because you might end up getting what you say you want, and then that's going to be bad.
Well, that's it. Most of these people are completely divorced from reality. They bought into false assumptions about the nature of reality. Many of them actually believe that police cause crime. And it's part of a good part of it is part of this critical race theory, which rejects logic, which rejects math, which rejects data, which rejects science. It rejects morality. It rejects all these things because it says society is racist. And if we don't get our way, it's racist. So give us our way. We're victims. So there. It doesn't make any sense. And I think it is supported in large part by our enemies who want to see America weakened. And it's happening. Donald Trump was actively trying to stop it, but there are so many people in positions of power that are making enormous amounts of money off of weakening and gradually destroying America that they were able to change the rules and cheat enough in the last election to get rid of President Trump.
Oh, wow. That all of that's going to come to all of those seeds. What they have sown, they're going to get to harvest here very shortly, I think. Anyway, we're about to run out of time, so will you be here on Friday?
I intend to be.
Even if I can't be understood, I'll be here. I'll just be sending you texts if you can't understand what I'm saying because of my raspy throat. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. And we will be back in 21 hours, and between now and then, you should really, truly remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.